The Juneau School District anticipates a deficit ranging from $1.3 million to $3.3 million. One of the variables is how much the state will give, which is determined during the legislative session. It could affect how much the city can contribute. The district's budget is due to the Juneau Assembly by the end of March, about 3 weeks before the legislature is scheduled to adjourn. David Means is the district's Director of Administrative Services.
So we're going to have to kind of guess what the legislature will actually do. But, you know, we have another 2 months almost to watch the legislature. And usually sometime in there, we'll have some kind of sense of what their thinking is.
In the past 4 years, district spending has been almost flat, one-time retirement funding aside, while costs continue to rise. This has forced the district to scale back. Just last year, the district eliminated about 19 jobs.
Special education took a huge cut last year, and then classroom teachers also took a cut.
In the best-case budget scenario for next year, the district will get $65 million from the state and city. Superintendent Mark Miller says the district likely wouldn't have to cut teachers. In other budget scenarios, it would.
You really can't solve multi-million-dollar budget crises by cutting $5,000 here or $4,000 here. You know, you really have to look at the big-ticket items when you have to make reductions that right now we're being asked to make.
In the other scenarios, classes would get bigger in grades 3 to 12, and high school activities would take a hit, calling for student participation fees. District-level expenses like professional development for teachers and recruitment would be reduced. Kindergarten to second grade classes would only grow in the worst-case budget scenario. Miller says it's important to take a balanced approach when making cuts.
Can I say we're keeping our activity budget exactly the same, while at the same time putting more kids into a kindergarten class? And I don't think realistically you can do just one or the other. I think realistically you have to try to balance your reductions between elementary, middle, high school, and district to do what's right.
The district has already explored options suggested by the public, like closing an elementary or high school. Means says neither would save money. The community gets to weigh in on the school budget during two public forums, one on February 3rd and another February 9th. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.